Whatever share of this world thou dost bestow on me, bestow on thine enemies. And whatever share of the next world thou dost give me, give it to thy friends. Thou art enough for me. Rabia of Basra, mystic lover of Allah, 717 to 801. Not one or two, Subhuti, not one or two, but all the beings, men, women, animals, birds, trees, rocks, all the beings in the world. One should create such a determination that I will lead all of them into nirvana. Gautama Buddha, 563 to 483 BCE. RSMEs are a feature of human experience worldwide throughout history. They are not the result of any one culture or belief system. However, all human experiences are interpreted in a context. In the Christian tradition, the Absolute is typically experienced as a transcendent personality, full of love and compassion, with whom one's personality becomes temporarily merged and transformed into a similar, though finite, personality. In the Buddhist tradition, the Absolute is considered impersonal, and yet it cannot be experienced without compassion for all living things. For example, the Bodhisattva vow for Tibetan Buddhists who would attain mystic enlightenment is, "May I attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings." In sum, mystics' accounts of their experiences point in similar directions, but specific expressions depend on language and culture. Perennial philosophy and mysticism. One school of thought called perennialism or perennial philosophy has attempted to identify common ground in mystical experiences. The term was coined by the mathematician Gottfried Leibniz, 1646 to 1716, the co-inventor of calculus. It was popularized by writer Aldous Huxley, 1894 to 1963, best known for his prescient novel Brave New World, which warned against attempts to eliminate spiritual values from society. Perennialists argue for an underlying reality that mystics actually perceive, as opposed to a delusion created by altered states of consciousness. Huxley thought that one reality underlies both matter and mind, but the nature of this one reality is such that it cannot be directly or immediately apprehended except by those who have chosen to fulfill certain conditions, making themselves loving, pure in heart, and poor in spirit.